Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Starting off with just a limited volleyball schedule on the high school front last night. It was a triangular between East Union, Southwest Valley, and Stanton. East Union picked up a 2-1 win over Southwest Valley. Southwest Valley a 2-1 winner over Stanton. And Stanton was a 2-0 winner over East Union. Also, it was Cardinal topping Moravia 2-0. Van Buren a 2-1 winner over Cardinal last night in high school volleyball. After the Radio Iowa poll was released in the morning yesterday, the AP High School football poll was released in the afternoon. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley is top-ranked, followed by Cedar Falls, West Des Moines Dowling, Fort Dodge, and Ankeny Centennial, the top five. In 3A, it's Western Dubuque, followed by Cedar Rapids, Xavier, Solon, Lewis Central at number four, and then North Scott at the five spot. In Class 2A, Waukon is top-ranked, followed by Clear Lake, Algona, Greene County at number four. And Waterloo Columbus is at 5. OABCIG checks in at number 9. In Class 1A, West Sioux is top ranked, followed by Dyke New Hartford, Van Meter, West Lyon, and West Branch. Trainer at number 7 once again this week, and Underwood jumps up a spot to number 9. In Class A, West Hancock is the top ranked squad, followed by St. Ansgar, North Tama, Westwood, and Grundy Center, your top 5 teams there. And in 8-man, Don Bosco is still holding down the top spot. Remsen St. Mary's in number 2. Turkey Valley is 3, Montezuma and Coon Rapids Bayard rounding out the top 5. Lennox is at 6, Audubon at 7, and Cam at number 10. That's the latest AP High School football poll. Moving on to Major League Baseball, game we had for you last night. The Arizona Diamondbacks made it obvious they appreciated Paul Goldschmidt in his return to the desert, honoring him with a tribute video before the game and multiple ovations throughout the evening. Clearly, everyone thought this night was a pretty big deal. Except for the man being honored, the stoic first baseman still had work to do. Goldschmidt smacked a two-run homer in his Chase Field reunion. Yadier Molina also had a two-run shot, and the Cardinals beat the Diamondbacks 9-7 for their sixth straight win. And Goldschmidt said, "It's all what you make of it, and for me, this was just another game. I'm appreciative of all the fans coming out, cheering me on, the standing ovation, but I just didn't want to make too big of a deal of it." For Goldschmidt, the real importance of the game was that his team won again. The Cardinals have a 3.5-game lead over the Milwaukee Brewers in the NL Central. St. Louis has 5 games remaining in the regular season, while Milwaukee has 6. The Diamondbacks, who have hung around the fringes of the NL wildcard race for months, were officially eliminated from postseason contention. Next up tonight, the Cardinals will send out right-hander Jack Flaherty, and the Diamondbacks will send out right-hander Mike Leake. And that game will start with a 7:45 pregame, 8:40 is first pitch coming up here tonight on the radio. American League action yesterday, Tampa Bay 7-4 over Boston, Toronto 11-10 over Baltimore in 15 innings of play. Other National League scores had Washington beat Philadelphia 7-2, and Miami was an 8-4 winner over the New York Mets. In other baseball news, Kansas City Royals manager Ned Yost will be retiring at the end of this season, a year in which his team lost 100 games. Yost got the Kansas City job in 2010. He's the all-time winningest manager in franchise history with 744 victories and the first manager to lead the team to consecutive World Series appearances. Moving on to the NFL, the sputtering Chicago Bears offense found its footing on Monday night, beating the Washington Redskins 31-15. Mitchell Trubisky threw his first 3 touchdown passes of the season, all to Taylor Gabriel in the second quarter. The Redskins, now winless this season, lost their 8th consecutive game on Monday night, tying for the second longest streak in league history. They've now lost 17 of their past 17 Monday night home games. Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has undergone surgery to repair his injured right elbow. A team spokesman says that Roethlisberger had the procedure at Cedars-Sinai Curlin Job Orthopedic Clinic in Los Angeles. The surgery was performed by Dr. Neil Elatrache in consultation with team physician Dr. Jim Bradley. Roethlisberger was injured during a Week 2 loss to Seattle. The 37-year-old plans to return to action in 2020. Moving on to college football notes, kickoff for Iowa State's home football contest against TCU has been set for an 11 a.m. kick on October 5th at Jack Trice Stadium. The game will be televised on ESPN2 or ESPNU. Iowa State sophomore quarterback Brock Purdy was named the Big 12's Offensive Player of the Week, announced yesterday by the conference and selected by media who regularly cover the league. A native of Gilbert, Arizona, Purdy had a record-setting day in Iowa State's 72-20 victory over Louisiana Monroe on Saturday. He broke the school record for total offense in a game with 510 yards, throwing for 435 yards and rushing for 75. Purdy's 510 yards of total offense is the 4th best effort in FBS this season and is Career high 435 passing yards, fell just 5 yards shy of the ISU school mark. Purdy accounted for 6 touchdowns in the game, 3 rushing, 3 passing, tying the school record for touchdowns responsible in a game. He's the first player in Big 12 history to have over 400 yards passing with 3 rushing touchdowns and 3 passing touchdowns. Purdy had touchdown strikes of 73 and 84 yards and did all of his damage in just 3 quarters. Purdy currently ranks in the top 11 nationally in the following categories in total offense, passing yardage, and completions per game. And Baylor coach Matt Rhule will know a lot more about his team after Saturday's Big 12 opener against Iowa State. The Bears are 3-0, but all 3 wins have come against inferior opponents.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, I have to just evaluate them on what we've done and, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly. So there's been some good things that we've obviously done. There's been some, unfortunately, on Saturday, there were a couple of bad things. But, yeah, I mean, we haven't really necessarily been tested from a Power 5 team yet, so we'll find that out, I guess, this Saturday.
Rhule says Iowa State's Brock Purdy has become a complete quarterback.
His drop-back passing rhythm passing game right now is really, really, really pretty to watch. He has the ability to extend plays with his feet, tremendous pump fake, and they're also running him as well. And so I think, you know, he's a true dual-threat quarterback. But the biggest thing for, you know, for a young quarterback is his ability to drop back and throw on time. It's really impressive.
Rhule says the Bears need to find a way to score enough against the Cyclone defense.
They've really kind of, I think, you know, transformed the league, doing some cutting-edge things, and really, really tough to move the ball against. And they, you know, all their games, you know, they except for maybe one or two, they've been able to hold people down. So we haven't scored more than 13 points each of the last 2 years against them.
That game set for a 2:30 kickoff coming up on Saturday in Waco. And a note from college basketball, a person familiar with the situation says the University of Kansas received a notice of allegations from the NCAA on Monday that alleges significant violations within its storied men's basketball program. The person spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity because neither the NCAA nor the school had announced the notice, which was first reported by Yahoo Sports. An initial report citing unnamed sources said the notice included 3 level 1 violations tied primarily to recruiting, lack of institutional control, and a responsibility charge leveled against Hall of Fame coach Bill Self. Yahoo also reported that Kansas was given notice of a secondary violation in football tied to then-coach David Beatty. That violation involved the use of an extra coach during practice. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.